Some of the hottest collectible items of the 1990s were Longaberger baskets. The Newark-based company made millions by selling the baskets, many for hundreds of dollars apiece. Longaberger even built a one-of-a-kind basket-shaped office building. Just as quickly as the Longaberger craze started, it stopped, and sales are now about 10% of the company's peak in 2000. By the end of this week, all of the employees working in that basket-shaped office will move to other company offices. Here to talk about the changing times for Longaberger is Kent Mallett. He's a reporter for the Newark Advocate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
So we still don't know what's going to happen to that quirky building, right?
No, we don't. The city officials are investigating, see what they can find for other companies that might be interested in moving in there. But so far, nothing's been announced. I think it'll be a long-term project to try and find somebody to occupy the building.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, is there any speculation about who would want that building? I mean, besides the quirky outside, it's really a monument to excess on the inside as well. It has heating elements in the basket handles to keep ice from forming, and it has a 25-feet by 7-feet tag on the outside. It's really doesn't seem desirable to anybody else.
Right. That's what people have said all through the years, that if Longaberger ever left, what would happen to the building? Well, now we're there, and we're going to find out, I guess.
We've seen collectibles like these come and go. People might think of Beanie Babies or Precious Moment figurines. But the drop in sales for Longaberger also came just after founder Dave Longaberger died and his daughter Tammy took over. Can we separate the two and find out what really led to the company's decline?
That's a source of a lot of speculation around here, what happened. Because in 2000, they had over 8,000 employees. They had a payroll of $221 million. They estimated $40 million in economic impact to Licking, Coshocton, and Muskingum counties. And the employees were from 37 counties in Ohio, and they had 650,000 annual visitors. So, I mean, they were on the top of the world. And in 2000, since then, it's been a decline, rapid at times, most of the time. But, some blame, since Dave died, his daughter Tammy that took over, and she's since left the company. But some blame her and say if Dave had lived longer, things would have been different. But others disagree with that and say, the economy changed. People don't spend as much on something like baskets, some non-essential things. With recessions, they've changed their priorities.
We've been pretty doom and gloom here so far, but Longaberger officials that you've talked to say that moving out of this basket building is a good thing, right? They're consolidating all of their employees into their Muskingum County offices. They're now led by Michael Somaroff, who's seen as a great marketing mind. What do you expect for the future of Longaberger?
Well, they say that the employees are excited to move closer to their home. Most of them live in Muskingum County, and closer to the rest of the employees. And the company says sales are increasing, that they're getting things back on track, and they sold off some assets that were not needed. And they said the turnaround's taken longer than they anticipated, but that things are getting back on track. I guess we'll see if that's the case.
Kent Mallett is a reporter for the Newark Advocate. We've been talking about the changing times for the Longaberger Basket Company, which is moving its final remaining employees out of that iconic basket building this week. Mr. Mallett, thanks again.
Okay, thank you.